Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us this morning to come and to worship you. We ask that you would help us to rest in knowing that you are the Lord of all, that in you we can place our hope and trust and turn to you in times of need. Be with us as we study your word now, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. I don't know if any of you can join me in this, but as a child, I heard often, "Wipe that smile off your face." I often would find myself in trouble, and of course it was entertaining, because I would have done something entertaining to have gotten in trouble. And the line would have been, "Wipe that smile off your face," or you always laugh at the wrong time, when it's just inappropriate to have that smile. Something comes to your mind that makes you laugh, and you just can't help it. And so you're told to wipe that smile off your face. Today, our psalmist tells us that it's okay to have a smile on your face all the time. He says, "Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God." He does not set parameters on to when you can smile, but rather just because you have the God of Jacob as your help, you can be happy. Which means you can smile in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of loss, when you feel hopeless, when there's suffering. It seems inappropriate, but it's okay. You can smile because you have something to put your hope in. You have one to call upon for help. You can listen to one of the great thinkers of our time. And don't worry. Be happy. As Bobby McFerrin said in his famous song. I will not sing it for you because then it'll be stuck in your head. Maybe Will will play it for you as the offertory today. I'm sure that was what he had planned. Don't worry. Just be happy. So what is it then that we're to be happy about? I wrestled with this psalm all week trying to figure out how I could manipulate it in such a way that I could move your happiness into needing to do something for the world and the community about you. I jumped to James and I thought, well, there's something for the poor and the widow, the orphan and widow in the psalm. Maybe I can make them look at James and say, see, this is pure religion. To take care of the orphans and widows in their distress. And it is. You should go read James. But that's not what the psalmist is talking about. So I can't make up something. Today's sermon is a rare one. It is one that's just meant to make you feel good. It's meant to remind you that it's okay to be happy. And that your happiness is to be found in the Lord. The psalmist writes about the Lord. It is he who made the heavens and the earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps his promises forever, who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord cares for the stranger. He sustains the orphan and the widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord shall reign forever. This is who he is. So this morning, maybe you come and you don't trust that the Lord is a good creator. You doubt the goodness of creation as you look at a storm out on the horizon. And you wonder, why do all these things happen? Maybe you're just a farmer and wondering, where's the rain been for the past month and a half? But he is the one who made the earth and the seas and all that is in them. He is our creator, and he will provide the needs. You can rest in him. Maybe you come this morning and you don't think that your faith is strong enough. That you at times waffle and whether or not God is good and whether or not you are good enough and strong enough in your faith to be loved by Him. He is the one who keeps His promises forever. He is faithful. He's faithful to you. Even when you don't think that you're enough, He's enough because He is faithful. And you can rest in Him. Maybe you come this morning feeling oppressed by society and the strains and stresses of the world about you. And you need to hear He is the one who gives justice to those who are oppressed. We know that many in the world around us are oppressed. What good news that He is the one who will bring justice. Maybe you come needing nourishment. Not necessarily food, but maybe your soul needs nourishment. And He is the one who feeds those who hunger. If you and I hunger and thirst, He feeds us with His righteousness. You'll come forward and feast at His table. Well, He will provide for your needs. Maybe you come today in bondage to some sin, unable to shake loose the holds. And you need to hear that the Lord sets the prisoners free. What good news. He set you free. You don't have to stay in bondage any longer. But He has set you free. He has opened your eyes that you might see His goodness and trust in Him. He has lifted up your head when you don't feel like you are enough, because He cares for you. He loves the righteous. And He cares for the strangers. Maybe you don't feel like you're a part of a community at all, and you feel lost and wandering around like a stranger in a foreign land. The Lord cares for you. He loves you. He cares for you, the stranger. And maybe you are the orphan and the widow. Maybe you feel outcast, and you need to know that the Lord will sustain you. He will give you what you need in order that you might find rest in Him, that you might be able to be happy, to have hope. He is our Creator. He is the faithful one. He is just. He is the provider. He is our Redeemer. He's our healer. He is our source of love, for He is love. He is the sustainer. So when we don't feel like we are enough, let us go back to Psalm 146 and listen to all the ways that He is enough for us and rest in Him. And know that this will not run out. All these things, these characteristics of who He is, aren't things that will fade away, because verse 9 tells us, "For the Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, throughout all generations." Hallelujah. So this morning, don't worry. Be happy. Be happy in the Lord, who is your hope, who is your help, and your salvation. Trust in Him this day. Amen.